All right, no big surprise there. Michael Hecht producing again, otherwise known as DJ El Camino. Michael, do you know what today is?
What is today, Noel?
You have no idea what today is, really.
137 days to the Super Bowl. Wow, I feel like I'm being set up here.
Today is
the 25th.
I mean, with the name of DJ El Camino, you should know that today is National Quesadilla Day, right? I mean,
I did not know that today is National Quesadilla Day.
Well
thank
shame
you.
On you.
All right, now. Well, no, thank you. I got to put that on my calendar so I don't forget that. So, are we all meant to go out and I guess have a quesadilla?
Absolutely. I would have figured you might be at, you know, someplace. Felipe's playing music for him, DJing something, whatever.
Well, I'll tell you what. So first of all, I was with Pike Howard yesterday, who owns Felipe's, because we were meeting at Lakefront about the Super Bowl, and he flies. He's a pilot also, and he flies out of KNEW. And we decided that that Lakefront Airport needs some swags. So we're going to make some Lakefront Airport airport. They're going to say NEW on the front of the hats, Lakefront on the back. So let me know. We just got to figure out the colors. We don't know what the official colors are of Lakefront Airport.
I don't either.
Right. It is. I just looked it up.
You know, I worked out there for 2 summers while in high school, chiseling grass out of the cracks of the runway. In the middle of July, I don't have the fondest
Airbnb
memories of Lakefront Airport.
My God, it's such a beautiful building. It's so cool. But wait a minute. But here it goes. Because no, you're strictly on a trust but verify basis with me. It says today is National Quesadilla Day. We celebrate the ultimate cheesy, crispy, delicious creation, the quesadilla. Whether you're keeping it classic with melted cheese or getting creative with your favorite fillings, there's no wrong way to enjoy this perfect comfort food. That sounds like propaganda to me. This sounds like big food.
No doubt.
Is this a Taco Bell thing or?
No. I think it might have been a Felipe's. I know you and Pike are good buddies. That's why I brought it up. I did not know that y'all were just together yesterday, but I thought I'd play on that a second. But anyway, let's get real here, Michael. Let's talk about the Super Bowl update. A lot of good things happening.
Yeah, well, we are – by the way, sorry. It said, what does quesadilla mean in Mexican? The internet just told me it means little cheese thing, right? Your little cheese thing. So getting real, we are 137
Sounds
days,
like a rap song to me.
Yeah, right? You know, he's my little cheese thing. 137, 7 hours, 18 minutes, and 0 seconds to the game. We're now actually in the thick of it. To get things done by February 9th, they have to be going now. And the good news is that there's a lot that's going to be going. Now, I am going to have to beg the indulgence of our listening audience. There's going to be a lot of road work that's going to be going on in the entertainment district over the next few months, but it's just where we are in order to meet the deadline, and we're going to enjoy it for years to come. But the Superdome is getting a lot of work done around it starting this week. The roads, the curbs, the sidewalks, drainage. You're going to see some CBD work going on the roads. Impacted streets are going to include Carondelet, St. Charles, Perdido, Union, Girard, and Howard. That'll go on for a couple of months. It's going to be a lot of asphalt repairs, patch mill, an overlay. Speaking of rappers, Newell, I thought that like we could do like a Juvenile thing and like you know, like we back that asphalt, you know, something like that. Just think about that. Just think about that. Just put a pin in that.
Hey, for next week, I want the lyrics to that song. I know you can do it.
Yeah, we can definitely. Me and ChatGPT. And so a lot of stuff is going on. I was interviewing with a reporter this morning about Frenchman Street. We're going to be remilling Frenchman from Esplanade down to Washington Square, trying to fix up that one building that's in disrepair, dealing with the code violations. A lot that's going on. By the way, Noel, I'm dropping over to the North Shore now to go give a Super Bowl update to the North Shore Business Council. So if I do drop you for a second at mile 17 or whatever, I'll call right back. I apologize.
Not a problem. So, Michael, you're confident that we're on schedule. Obviously, weather is a big thing. We just look like we're going to dodge this storm, Helene. It's going to be tragically large, and I'm sure it's going to be creating havoc in the state of Florida. And our best goes out to them as they prepare for that storm, and hopefully we're able to skirt whatever is coming our way for the remainder of this hurricane season, because that could kind of disrupt the whole thing, right?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, what we're basically trying to do now is get as much done while the sun is shining, literally, because there's a couple of things that are known unknowns. The weather is a known unknown; something could always pop off, and then there are also going to be just infrastructure or contractual issues that are going to come up that we're going to have to deal with that are going to cause delays. So I would say right now I am feeling better than I thought I'd be feeling right now. Everybody's been extraordinary at the city, at the state, sewer and water board, high level of cooperation. And so I'm very confident that we're going to be in good shape by the time the Super Bowl comes around. I do know that there are going to be some unknowns that are going to pop up, and we're going to have to respond to it. I'll remind everybody who's listening that if you do see something, please email us at superbowl@gnoinc.org. That's how we're collecting all input and making sure that we get to everything that we can, superbowl@gnoinc.org.
So, Michael, I see on your list of improvements that Claiborne to South Galvez on Poydras Street. Does that mean your favorite pothole gets handled on this notice?
So, I'm going to be driving by. That's right. So, my personal pothole is it's really not a pothole. It's more like a pot archipelago, because it's like, right? It's a, you know, it's a distributed series of crevasses, and it's on the entrance to I-10, right?
Right. That's been there for decades, right?
It's been there since Katrina, and the issue is that it's compound because it's a water leak that then is eroding the surface. What they wanted to do was wait until the Saints were away for 2 weeks so we'd have 3 weeks to work on it, and it's going to be disruptive as you get to the Superdome. So that is meant to start this week. There are barricades that are there right now, but I'm going to drive by on the way back from the North Shore and just make sure that it's going, because it's now or never.
So let's pivot to some of the other projects. The city council has set aside $17 million to fully fund a power complex. There's been a kind of a tug of war between the council and the administration in finding these additional dollars to make sure that this project is able to be executed on and completed, right?
Yeah, well, look, I give a lot of credit to the city council for solving this. There's been a lot of leadership, particularly, council member DeRusso. There's been cooperation from the mayor's office, obviously, from the governor's office. And, it shouldn't have taken this long to get here, but we finally have the right answer. And again, what's so critical about this is that it's going to be an automated system. It's going to use Entergy as the primary source and sewer and water board as the backstop. And it should solve a lot of the pump outage problems that seem to be endemic to our system. So I just give a lot of credit to the council and everybody else, to the mayor's office, to the governor's office, sewer and water board, our representatives in Baton Rouge who have gotten this done. It's a modernization to the operations. And then we got to keep working on it because we have to deal with our drinking water. We have to replace lead pipes. We have to get automatic billing in. But if I were to list the critical items that we have to get done, this was definitely number one, and so this is a step forward.
Yeah. Michael, you guys participated, as y'all do, with other business leaders and business organizations on the Washington, D.C. fly-in. Give us a taste of the outcome.
We've been doing this now for over a decade, and what we do is that we show up and we start meetings at 8 in the morning, and we just go through the day, and we basically try to meet with as many members of our delegation from the entire state, right, as possible, as a member of our Congress people. And then we go and try to meet with other senior elected officials. So we were able to meet with our entire delegation, as well as folks that are, I only have small parts of the region, like Congressmember Letlow or Member Higgins. And then we also met with the director of BOEM, Bureau of Ocean Energy Management, as well as Shalonda Young, who is a Louisiana native who sits in the cabinet, who runs the Office of Management, Budget Management. And what you realize when you're meeting with your Representative Carter or Scalise or the Speaker's team, we didn't meet with the Speaker himself, is that it's not just your chance to deliver your message. You're creating political and social capital. So when you do need something, they know who you are. And so to everybody who is trying to figure out how things work in D.C., I would say two things. One is that it's really important that you go up there and walk the halls. It's one of the most effective, it's one of the best things you can do to be effective. But the second, and this is just so interesting, is that when you are there, you realize that despite what you see in the media and on social media, there's a lot more cooperation and things are much more functional than you would believe. I'll give you an example of this. So Representative Troy Carter and Representative Clay Higgins, two individuals that you would not say play on the same team, and they wouldn't necessarily say they did anyway, are working very closely together on TWIC reform to allow people who have served time, returning citizens, who have not done anything that would preclude them from an industrial job, to expedite the process to get them back in an industrial job. And that's a great example of teamwork from a Democrat and a Republican working together for the good of Louisiana and the good of industry. And you see this stuff all the time when you're up there. It just doesn't make the media because it's just not, you know, it doesn't drive clicks. It's too cooperative.
Yeah, you don't want to be collaborative by any, and you know, all those C words, collaborative and compromise, and not in the lingo.
No, because it might lead to the worst C word of all, competency. Right.
Exactly.
So we don't want that. So there's a lot of that. And I think, you know, probably one of the most interesting people that we met with is Shalonda Young, who, you know, incredibly important position, runs the Office of Management and Budget. She is a woman from Clinton, Louisiana, which is a little bit north of Baton Rouge. You kind of go through Baton Rouge, go through Slaughter, and stop before you get to Centerville, and there's Clinton. And she's been in D.C. for a long time, and she has some great advice. She gave a talk at Washington Matagal for us, and she said two things that stuck with us. One thing she said is, I don't like gin, but my boss, when I was on a committee in the House, he liked gin and tonics. And so every day after work, I'd go and I'd have a gin and tonic with my boss. And she said, that really worked. So she said, one piece of advice is, but again, that's building social capital, right?
Absolutely.
And the other piece of advice is she said, you know, people always say, you know, what was it like, you know, coming, you know, into D.C. and how'd she make it as an African-American woman from rural Louisiana to the height of Washington, D.C.? And she said, you know, she was taught good things by her family, her mother, her grandmother especially. But she said, fundamentally, she said, I'm a mover on her. When something would happen to me, I would just move on and move to the next thing. She says, I don't dwell on things. I'm not a ruminator. And I think that that's good advice because we're in a time when we're taught to feel so aggrieved and to think that we need to medicalize and have therapy for everything that happens.
All right, we're going to get to a break. That must be the... Oh, no. We got you, Michael. Go ahead.
Eric?
Yeah, go ahead. I thought you were at the 17-mile break there. Wasn't sure. You
and
must
I'm
be.
Back.
Let's get... All right, you're back? All right. Go ahead.
Nope.
Not totally back. Let's take a break. Sure. We'll be right back. We're visiting with Michael Hecht, otherwise known as DJ El Camino. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us.